The next patient is Lidiam, L-I-D-I-A-M. That's the first name. Last name, J. J is J-A-Y. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic female that we had the opportunity to see in the hospital the third week of June of 2023, when she was admitted with acute kidney failure related to rhabdomyolysis. Peter, before the admission, the patient went home after visiting the husband that was in the hospital, and apparently it was a rainy evening. She slipped and fell a couple of times, and she had to go to the emergency room because she didn't feel right, and she was found in acute renal failure with a creatinine of 4.4 that didn't correct right away. Hemodialysis was done twice, and eventually the patient recovered the kidney function and comes here for a follow-up. The patient has risk factors that are related to hypertension, excessive use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She has hyperglycemia, but she hasn't been diagnosed as diabetic. The latest information was obtained August the 21st of 2023 with a creatinine of 0.74, BUN of 12, estimated EFR 88, and urinalysis completely clean without activity in terms of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has the tendency to develop hyperglycemia. We are going to request a hemoglobin A1C. The patient was advised to stay away from sweets, juices, and decrease the total caloric intake. Following number, the patient has been a patient with arterial hypertension. She's taking medications that include the administration of amlodipine, clonidine, and losartan. And the blood pressure today is 123/79. Following number, the patient has a history of a right breast lumpectomy that was performed in 2017, was positive for cancer, and the patient is taking an anastrozole. Following number, to a physical examination, the patient has edema in the lower extremities that could be amlodipine related. However, the patient admits increased intake of sodium. Which has been discouraged. She has adequate kidney function. There is no evidence of proteinuria. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 18 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital and the laboratory workup, and as well as the imaging, 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 8 minutes in the documentation.